And if the end of power is our end, our purpose, which end is the simultaneous end of obedience, which end means, once again, we are conversing free beings who derive consensus from our multiple lives. And we now begin a seed which we are nurturing as we speak to everyone we know, and even folks on the street that we don't, towards making daily our new reality, our new world called being free. There is a common truth to us all. It's called the earth. Each one of us consists of it, is a part of it. And so if rush and competition cease to be the defining qualities of our existence, when we cease to be distorted, skewed, and mutilated by power, then whatever we discuss can have its due. All perspectives will be heard. Remember the technology. As we'll have unlimited time for pondering, we will get to it, our common truth, and the earth will feel the benefit. How is it we can imagine imminent ocean death, but not the end of class?